This is Ega No English, the show about watching, understanding, and learning from TV shows and movies in English. We look at those gosh darn it difficult vocabulary words and try to help you understand them, as well as explain to you all of those annoying references to people, events, and other shows you have never heard of, all to help you improve your English and improve your enjoyment. Coming to you from a rainy Hiroshima, I'm Mike, and my buddy helping me make all of this, Kinoko.
Hello, I'm Kinoko in Tokyo. I'm co-host of this show. この番組では映画やテレビドラマを楽しみながら英語を学びます。お送りするのは私、キノコと映画大好きなマイクです。よろしくお願いします。
We have an absolutely fantastic episode for you today. We are going to talk about an amazing board game, Sherlock likes. But Watson hates to play with Sherlock. But before that, let's introduce today's episode of Sherlock.
I don't need those anymore. I'm going to Dartmoor.
You go on ahead, Henry. We'll follow later.
Sorry, so you are coming?
20-year-old disappearance, a monstrous hound. Wouldn't miss this for the world.
Season 2, Episode 2, The Hounds of Baskerville. Something terrible has happened to Henry Knight. Sherlock and John investigate the truth about the monstrous creature which apparently killed their client's father. A hound from hell? What seems like fantasy in Baker Street is a very different prospect in the ultra-secret army base that looms over Dartmoor.
Okay, in today's clip, Sherlock is bored again and decided to take on the case of the missing bunny rabbit. Watson doesn't believe Sherlock wants to take the case, so Sherlock offers an alternative, which Watson doesn't want to do even more than the case of the missing bunny rabbit.
What is that alternative? Let's listen and find out.
Phone Lestrade. Tell him there's an escaped rabbit.
You serious?
What's this? Or Cluedo?
No.
We are never playing that again.
Why not?
Because it's not actually possible for the victim to have done it, Sherlock. That's why.
Was there any possible solution?
It's not in the rules.
Then the rules are wrong.
Okay. I'm sorry. That's just funny.
Okay.
The rules are wrong. All right. Sometimes it is a little difficult to understand the clips. So Kinoko and I will read for you the conversation. Kinoko. Will be Watson.
Right.
I will be Sherlock. Kinoko, are you ready?
I'm ready when you are.
Well, I'm ready. So, what am I saying? This is brilliant. Phone Lestrade. Tell him there's an escaped rabbit.
You serious?
It's this. Or Cluedo?
No! We are never playing that again.
Why not?
Because it's not actually possible for the victim to have done it, Sherlock. That's why.
It was the only possible solution.
It is not in the rules.
Well, then, the rules are wrong. Okay, so that was our little act through the scene. Yay!
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Cluedo in the UK and Clue in North America, I think they say Clue in Canada, I don't know, is a murder mystery board game. This is an incredibly famous game. They have made a movie based on this game.
Mm-hmm.
They have made game shows, TV shows, and a musical.
All right.
And a series of books.
Young adults.
Yeah. I would say that this game is a cultural icon. Like Monopoly and the game of life. It's right there. So everyone listening, imagine, you know, close your eyes for a second and imagine you are in a gorgeous English country house. Can everyone picture this? It's a big, gigantic house, luscious, beautiful gardens.
I see. Someone, like Downton Abbey?
Yeah. Someone was murdered.
Yeah.
One of the people in the house, maybe even you, committed a murder. Ooh, it's exciting. The objective of Clue, well, you can open your eyes now. It's okay. Sorry. The objective of Cluedo is to solve the mystery. As you travel from room to room, you collect clues that will help you to identify the murderer, which room the murder happened in, and which weapon was used. Very exciting stuff. So in Clue, you have your board. It's a board game, so you have a board. And you have nine rooms in this lovely English country house. So there's a kitchen, a ballroom, conservatory, billiard room, library, study, hall, lounge, and dining room. So this is the main focus of the board. You have these nine areas. There are six suspects or characters. Very kind of famous, too. You'll hear a lot of reference to these names. Miss Scarlet, Professor Plum, Mrs. Peacock, Mr. Green, Colonel Mustard, who is a very famous character. A lot of people reference Colonel Mustard. And Mrs. White. Plus, there are six weapons. Candlestick, knife, lead pipe, revolver, rope, and a wrench. And I should just add that this is originally an English game. So the names that they have or that they use in England and what we used in America, some of them are different. So some of the character names are different and some of the weapon names are different as well. And as I said, you move around the board from room to room, collecting clues to solve the murder. When you think you solved the murder, you will say, I suggest it was Colonel Mustard in the conservatory with the rope. And that line itself is also extremely famous. And you will hear this referenced a lot in movies, TV shows, and just everyday situations. You know, someone will make a joke, it was Colonel Mustard with the rope. So it's extremely famous, and I would say a cultural icon. Have you ever heard of Clue before?
No, I haven't, but but still, Wikipedia has its own explanation in Japanese, so it must be famous for board gamer, I think.
Not just board games. I mean, I played it as a kid. I think most, at least most people my age and older have played.
Ah, so なんだ.
Yeah, it's really famous?
It's lesser famous and lesser popular in Japan to play board game, I guess.
Yeah, playing board games, it was always like a family activity. So the family would sit around and play a board game. Or in the summer, during summer vacation, and especially we would go down to Florida. And it's just too hot outside.
I see.
So we would just sit in the family room and, you know, play board games. And
yeah. Is now still now?
What? Who?
The board game itself.
Yeah.
Honto?
Yeah, board games are still quite popular.
Still in America.
Yes.
Okay.
It's just it's a good family activity to do.
But now, Nintendo, Wii, or some other TV games are popular also.
Video games.
Video games.
Video games. Yes, they are. And a lot of people do that. But board games are still cheaper.
So da yo ne. Yeah, I see.
You know, it's like 20 bucks. And you can pick up a good board game or a good card game or something like that.
So nanda. In my family, my kids are like to play Osero reverse, do you know?
Reverse.
And also do you know Uno?
Uno, of course I know Uno.
Uno.
Yeah, I loved Uno as a kid.
Oh yeah, me too. Yeah. And my kids like it, love it to play Uno. Especially in my cousin's house. There are many kids around there.
So yeah, I think that's really like when board games and card games get used is when family is visiting.
And recently, I found an Uno machine. Do you know it?
No.
Oh, there is a pile of cards in Uno. And and recently, we have a kind of machine that set automatically the cards. Push the button and jump up some cards.
Shuffles the cards?
Yeah,
that's what they use that in Vegas.
Oh, so nano.
Yeah, it's like an automatic deck. Card deck shuffler.
Shuffler. So that's funny. Oh, こんなのある.
Yeah, they use those to prevent cheating.
Ah, なるほど.
Because the dealer could cheat.
Interesting.
All right, so that is all the time we have today. But before we go, let's listen to today's clip one more time, now that we have a better understanding of Cluedo.
What am I saying? This is brilliant. Phone Lestrade. Tell him there's an escape rabbit.
You serious?
What's this? Or Cluedo?
No.
We are never playing that again.
Why not?
Because it's not actually possible for the victim to have done it, Sherlock. That's why.
Is there any possible solution?
It's not in the rules.
Well, then the rules are wrong.
Thank you very much, and good night, everybody.
Good night. Wait a minute, boy. Where are you going?
I sang my number. I gave the show a little class. Now I'm off.
それでは今日はこの辺でお開きです。番組ウェブサイトは映画の english.com。E メールは mike@english.com です。また番組のニュースレターができました。アドレスは映画の english.com/ newsletter, newsletter までアクセスすると、申し込みフォームが出てきますので、そこでお名前や E メールアドレスなどを入力すると、メールが送られてきます。そこから購読の手続きを取ってみてください。次回はグリーのシーズン1エピソード16、ホームからのボキャブラリーです。取り上げる予定の単語は以下の通りです。Turnout、Pep Rally、Bon Mot、それから Hard Hitting です。ドラマのどのあたりのセリフなのか、よければチェックしてみてくださいね。それではお聞きいただきありがとうございました。また次回お聞きください。
See you tomorrow. Have a nice day.